before I like to apologize, as I said in my apology letter, I was experiencing some problems at the OR which happened at that time. I think it was taken. And then also, I wanted me to clarify something before we start. Our meeting today is supposed to start with the human settlement. Our target was human settlement. And the intention was to request them to give us some details, a report about how they spend about sanitation, to account that about sanitation. So we are anticipating to have nationally and about two provinces. Coincidentally, some we have experienced that it was very difficult because when they start apologizing, also Western Cape apologizing, we realize that it will be difficult to continue the two provinces without the national in particular. And then also within our program, we are expecting to the consideration and adoption of the minutes as well as the fourth term program. But with the issue of the provinces and the human settlement, due of the things which have indicated earlier on, we suggested to postpone the meeting until 7 minutes so that we can get hold of the result of this convention and human settlement. Therefore, our items, there are only two, which is the consideration and adoption of the minutes, as well as the fourth term program. And I'm subject for correction since we are forming the quorum. I'll request us to, I think all of us, we do have this minutes at the moment. Do we have the minutes?
Yes.
Let's all check the meeting of the 24th May. Do we have it?
I really wanted to indicate that this set was looked at previously. The committee requested for certain changes to be made. In this meeting, we are really just looking, focusing on whether the changes were made or not.
Thank you very much. That's why I've opted for the members maybe to peruse. Because if you can recall, when we requested this meeting, we'll turn them back for correction the way they were drafted and some of the mistakes. Can we, what approach can we use? Can we go from page to one, from page one? Mama Chair.
Mr. Chair, I think also that if we look at the minutes, it looks like
saying I am correcting page 1.
Okay.
That if you look at page 1, I am listed under apology. But I am saying I was hard on before. And I am saying even the minutes, because that we have had chance to read the minutes, they will confirm that in actual fact I was guilty.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I do get the point.
Okay. Page 1. Page 1 agreed with that amendment.
Yes.
I wanted you to check from my team whether, from our team, whether they noted that. That some of the issues must be corrected. Mr. Mizan was part of the meeting, not as a person who has apologized. It's myself who apologized, but he doesn't state who was the chairperson that day. And then let's go page 2. Of the 24th May is adopted. amendment. Thank you. Let's go to the second set of minutes. Tuesday, 7 June. Do we hold all have 7?
Yes.
Page 1. Page 2.
So just a correction on the name of one of the officials. It's not Mr. Richard Saville under guests. I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's Mr. Rashad. So it's an A instead of an I there. Just a correction on the spelling of the name.
Rashad. Okay. Thank you. Any? If none, third page. Bamunezan.
Thanks, Chairperson. I'm checking that. I had expected that after 2.3, before we get to 2.4 agenda, we would reflect on the minutes. I know that Jefferson on that day, we could not adopt those minutes as figures. But I wanted a situation where, if you remember, Jefferson, after the departmental officials were released, this item on the adoption of minutes came, and the minutes were not there, hence they could not be. I wanted a sentence or two reflecting on that. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. May you please repeat, Mama is not there. What I'm going to say.
I am saying, Chair, if you look at page 3, you have got, just that from page 2, you have got 2.3. Matter raised, that's the departmental affair, right? I'm saying at 2.4, before we adjourn, the department was released, and we as the committee remained to look into the question of minutes, the minutes of 22 March, 29 March, 12 April, and 19 April. And we could not adopt those minutes because they were not ready. So I'm saying we need a sentence or two explaining that those minutes could not be adopted for whatever reason. Hence,
Chair.
I just
like
to understand, Chair, that there should be a clarification so that we haven't been seen as sitting only to adopt the minutes, so that we can bail the committee out when they see this, when the program gets to the ATC. We mustn't be seen as that we are just to look at the minutes. But we understand the point that we did sit, looked at the minutes, and we couldn't adopt these minutes because of, you know.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Nothing. Mama Temba?
I'm for adoption with amendment.
Second. Baba Hulubant? Second. Second. Okay, it is clear that the concern made is very, very much important because the interpretation of other people who were not there in the meeting, they thought that we prolonged the meeting in minutes while there were a lot of attempts of going through whatever we have adopted with amendments. I think it's year. Let's go to the meeting on Tuesday, 14 June. We all of us have the meeting set of 14 June.
No.
We all have 14 June.
28.
You have 28.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this, man. Mama, may please give them the 14 June, but we'll start with the 28. We are coming back to the 14th June. Let's start with the this one, the 28th June. Yeah. We all have this 28th June.
Yes.
Babu Lenzan.
So doesn't you take the advantage? That's why we're waiting for other members. Remember.
Yes.
Some of us had a chance to go through every minute. And I can say I'm happy with the minute, and that will move for the adoption of the minute.
Honourable Member Jacobs.
Yes, on the minute of the 28th, my son.
Okay. Well, I agree. Babu Lenzan moved for the adoption of the minutes by this amendment.
Sure.
Any second? Second. Let's go to the minutes, the set of minutes of the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
30th August. We're coming back to this one. Okay. 30th August. Do you have it? 30th.
We do, okay.
Okay. Let's go to page one. Page two. Page 3.
Correct before the
I was going to comment about that when we finish. But I'll request us maybe to talk. Mama, what you have raised is very much important. That is in terms of the procedure and the protocol. In fact, we've been talking about it. Babu Jacobs.
Yeah, Chair, those sorts of things. It's an apology. It should fall under apologies.
Mm.
It should not have a silent statement for apology. So on top there, we have apologies. It shouldn't be included under apologies.
Yes, it must be taken to apologies. Chair, but you said the apologies were accepted from the Deputy Director, isn't it the DDG? But this is Deputy Director.
It's going to be corrected.
Yes, we Baba Kuni Balachi. They've raised it already that it must be corrected. Yes. Let's go to the third page. Also the documents must have numbers, Baba, in future. This one to close this one quiet. It's a minor one, but it must have numbers. Page 3. Anything?
We're on page 4
when Sepo
was saying, can I take
the book? Yes, go to page 4 then. Page 5. Page 5, okay. Page 6, last one. Move. Any move? Wow, couldn't about move. For the adoption. Any second, huh? Second it. Adopted with amendment. Then let us go back to the minutes of the 14th June. Do we all have this minute? Minutes?
Yes.
Page 1. Page 4 is the last page. Agreed. Okay. Let's move for the adoption of the minutes. The minutes adopted. Any second up? Seconded. I'm subject for correction. Is any amendment on this? Because we never indicated
no.
Anything. Adopted. Baba Jacobs?
Chair, I will throw you the minutes. I will throw you the minutes.
Yes, we are through with the minutes. Let me clarify something. These are the only minutes which were submitted to us. We still
taken advantage of whilst we are dealing with the minutes. And from a weaker committee, the concern has been raised that some of the committees only deals with minutes. There are no issues substantial that deals directly with the services of the people. So it is deserved that should come to a stop. As we have proposed, that every time we meet, we adopt the minutes of the previous of the previous meeting, and also issues that comes to that we are going to discuss, it must have an impact on the service delivery. So I was just impressed even with what was going to happen when we were to meet Department of Human Settlement provinces together with Michigan. I think when we deal with that, we are dealing with something which are really affecting the people, which affect the people. I think that is the line of action that we need to take. And the second one, it was the issue of a program. I always raise this in our meeting. Our program does not appear in the programs. Even as we are sitting now, it was not there. So I even said, I don't know where is the hitch, because I raised this, and you said, it lies with the office of the House Chairperson. And I don't know what is the problem. But I think I said, that's why I said I need to take an advantage of this and to raise this issue in this meeting, because those issues that we discussed, they are relevant to what we are doing. Thank you.
Thank you,
Thank you, Chair. I think it's important for today's recording to indicate that we were dealing with minutes to have today's recording to have the explanation that the chairperson had in the beginning to say we were supposed to meet with the Department of Human Settlement, but because of 1, 2, 3, then so that it doesn't look like we were only dealing with minutes.
Chair, I just forgot the last one. It is the issue of study tours. I don't know, because there's an allocation from the 29th of November to the 9th of December. When I looked at our program, there is no indication of any study tour.
Okay, so
because we need to go according to the program. So if we want to take any study tour, it is within the issues that we have been given, unless maybe we have to reschedule it for 16.
Okay, let me start to comment on what the Honourable Member Jacobs raised before, but I'm here to Mama responded to that one. That at least we are covered. We are not here to adopt the meetings, the minutes only, but we were about to have the Department of Human Settlement as well as the provinces. And then the issue started to come in. Honourable Members, what I wanted to emphasize is that there is a thing which was raised by Mama Temba earlier on, that we appeal to our team that we must work together. Some of the issues, they do have an ample time, that after we have maybe a committee meeting, whatever, so they must sit down and look over so that they can assist each other. I think our team in our committee is the luckiest one, because we have a conduct advisor, unlike in other teams which they don't have any. So I think as from now onwards, they will consider it seriously so that we are appealing to them. And what is very much important that were so lucky because they all stayed here in Cape Town. There is no person that you must rate a person from Cape Town and from Pretoria, from I think it is a point from our team to start to rectify that. And the another thing which I'd like to bring to your attention is that I would appeal that the other sets of minutes we mustn't delay, because I was so like when Mr. Jacob said we started to open his mouth, I was scared. I thought that maybe they would raise the issue of the minutes, because we were given an instruction some time ago that minutes, for an example, if we had a meeting with the human settlement today, next committee meeting must continue the committee meeting and also adopt the previous minutes in order to avoid what the concern which was raised by Mr. Jacobs that we mustn't meet for the sake of adopting minutes. And I would like to encourage also our team to make sure that in the next meeting, our committee meeting, we get rid of all the remaining minutes. That's why it was my emphasis. Then, maybe the issue of study tour is unfortunate because, except for I don't have a PA in these few days, I requested to be SEPO to make a research. I saw it in my cell phone that you have sent something in my office. Because what I requested was that procedure I accept, this thing must come in so that there is a study group, whatever, we go through, we agree, not to which a person to take an individual decision that we're going somewhere, whatever. And then when we discuss about that matter and so that we bring it to the committee, because also Ubabu Jacobs is correct, the procedure of parliament is that when we submit our program, whatever proposal it must be included, it mustn't come separate. I'll hear from you, because we do have a copy of the program, that I don't know how is the program of parliament maybe next week, because what I was going to suggest was that let us take back that program of the fourth term back so that we integrate on what was researched by the researcher and bring it to the fore of the committee. But in the meantime, the committee members, in particular the members, honorable members, to start to go through to check where can we amend the subject. That's what I'm proposing. Over to you. I don't know how you feel about it. That we take it back so that we can check where to end the subject. I'll start from here to at the end.
Thank you, Chair. I want to say I agree with you to look at the where can we integrate, but taking into consideration that the Select Committee also on labor and representative practice has also got a slot for international trips, and we must also look at the COP 17. We also put the COP 17 because, like we were informed last week about COP 17, I think we need to look at that so that we know when will COP 17 start, and so that we as the committee agree, both committees agree whether international trips will take after maybe the beginning of next year because of COP 17, because members were invited to attend COP 17.
of crops and industry, 9 to 9 for example. At the same time, responded to us. But what I want to raise are the two issues to raise pertaining to NAMP. It's not a question of just adopting crops. There are important issues which always appear in the NAMP. So if you don't make a follow up to those issues, they will get lost. So it means even if we adopt, we need to make a follow-up on critical issues which are contained in the minutes. The second one is the issue of a program from October to December. I was just surprised to see that program, because as a week, I don't remember sitting us as a management adopting that program. I don't know what happened, but I realized the chapters and the process are.
Then I would suggest that yes, let the management committee look at the thing, but for those of us, I don't want to say we wasted our time, but we spent time applying our minds into the program. Allow those inputs to flow in this meeting, so that as you meet as management, you then consider all the inputs. For instance, Chair, you may have to look into what is happening on the 25th of October as the backlog. You will notice that on the 25th of October, it's part of the detailed annual report, which is on the 15th of November. Did you see where I am? Has then one would actually propose that as you go and consider it, look into that. But why not condemn those? See how best to break down the 6th of December. And also, this thing of the quarterly treasury report, when you are saying, the head quarterly report should be presented to us on the 1st of November. The state of readiness of those departments also should be looked at. Avoiding a situation where we put an item on the program only to find that a particular department is not ready. I was making my input now to look at it so that you take care of that as you go. I am not going to get into the housekeeping of the management.
Let me clarify something before we go further. That is, you see, I want to sense myself in this program. I know it. Colleagues mustn't forget this one or two things which is following. The previous programs, they were interrupted
COP17, we never anticipated that we'd be having the issue of the COP17. And if you check the date when it was signed, some of the things were working in different offices. I'm the chairperson. We sit as well, which they sit in the office of Ubabuda. When they demand some of the things, there are also deadlines, like the issue of questions and whatever in Parliament. You can't stand at the back and wait. That's why we brought this matter, because it's not serious. It's not, secret. That's why we brought it forward to the members, that members, here was the thing, because there was a deadline of 1, 2, 3. So, I wanted maybe to clarify that, finally, good members, some of the things not from us, and it's not from anybody else, but the material condition of this institution sometimes pushes us, that unlike, that's why we brought it back to your attention, that's why I was suggesting that, like the issue which was raised by Umama, two issues, to look about the issue of the COP17, and then also to look about the issue of this international ships which he raised. And I take whatever Ubabu Jekomplashi and also what you raised, Ubabu Mleza Nguti, maybe the things is congested, but another thing which we mustn't forget. Next year, we might be very, very busy in this institution because of the centenary. And then also, towards the year ending, some of the departments is in the program, they must come and account to avoid what happened in the previous, I can't remember which department said that they were told on previous day to come to Parliament, and it was, but this one can sensitize the people in advance that they must be ready on this and this and this. So it's for us to endorse on my unlike holding our ancestors, we don't know what to do or to be done. Mama Temba.
I understand and I'm aware of when the office of the House Chairperson request, they do that, they request a program at MPNCNC, but I'm appealing to the Secretary, Committee Secretary, to say immediately after receiving that information, he must make sure that he takes this to you. And also to the week after, because they'll say by this time, they'll say, Chairperson, look, I've got the SMS that I always receive from my secretary to say there is this request and urgent request that is needed in the House Chairperson's office. And then, but then I say to her, we're going to do this, we'll sit and then immediately take this to the week of the committee, so that she also can be,
yes,
have that information of what is happening. So I hear what Honorable Jacob is saying, but I'm looking at the secretary of the committee to say he's the one, not yourself, Chen. The secretary of the committee is the one who should make, he's in the middle, he must send information to both of you immediately, sitting and talking to you, and also talk to the whip of the committee, because it's not nice if the whip is going to distance himself, saying, I don't know, there must be something that is being sent to him. Also, to say that we were asked to send an evidence letter at this program. But also, I want to comment on the last page of the, on page 4 of it, to say, when we said, okay, the unit manager, committee has been retired, then Mr. MP Sibande, Mr. Sibande is an honorable member, like on the minute, you write honorable MP Sibande. Even on the program, it must still say honorable MP Sibande, honorable RJ Dab, Mr. They are, I think, these people are honorable members, so it's not reflected as in the minutes. In the minutes, it reflects correctly, honorable chairperson of the committee. I don't believe it says honorable MP. Sibani here, people who are not in parliament, they think that it's just like ordinary member people in the committee that they want to know that these are honorable house chairperson, honorable chairperson, committee chairperson. So I wanted to say all the even the right now.
Thank you. Honorable member,
tell
me about.
Thank you, Chairperson. In the first place, I think that the proposals from Honourable Nzane is fine. I'll go with it and I'll support him in that, so that we look again into this whole matter. And then, COP 17 from the 29th of November up to the 6th or 7th December. I want to know, what is the purpose of this committee there? We must have that information before we get there, so that we know. Otherwise, we are going to sit there from the morning to the evening for 5 days, and it is not useful. I want to know what is our purpose in that meeting. Otherwise, we are wasting our time, and then we can rather go on the other side trip and see. I think that will be much more learning for us. And then regarding this meeting of today, you said you've had a problem, and I accepted it from my side, and there's nothing wrong with that. But on the other hand, human settlement was supposed to be here today. And why are, and it's not the first time that the department cancelled the meetings from their side on the last minute.
Can I call on a point of order, Chair? I want to write a point of order, honorable point of order.
Yes.
Yes, on a point of order. I think when the chairperson opened the meeting, he clearly explained. I don't know whether Honorable Nobel was speaking or what.
No, no.
I'm still on the floor. The chairperson explained clearly. Maybe if you didn't understand, you can say you can be clarified. Not coming now, you lashing at the department, you doing what, but this thing was really clearly explained. And I think maybe, Chairperson, can I call the honorable member to say, if he didn't get it, out of this meeting, we need to explain to him.
Thank you,
ma'am. Thank you, Chairperson. We already waste an hour before this meeting starts. So to waste another 10 or 5 minutes from my side, I don't think it is unreasonable to mention these kind of things. And what I want to say at the end of the day is, and we talk a lot about a lot in these meetings about it, and that is the way departments are handled, the NCLP select committee.
No.
And I'm not satisfied, and I think I've got a right to say it.
Okay, let me clarify something. Please put people on what you have to do about this procedures of the meeting, and the procedures of the meeting which you are raising of wasting time, like, to me, not wasting time. You are missing an opportunity. In South Africa, there is no political school like in other countries. And as we were there, for an example, if you go to them, they're fighting, other people will raise issues about them, but there was a delegation from me. Have you experienced any fighting there? There was no fighting. It's because they know very well how is the procedure. Maybe some of us, it was for the first time to attend such a meeting. Such a meeting, you do have leadership, you have delegates. That's why the chairperson of the meeting, and myself was represented, and I hope the others were well represented. Because we do have people from the business sector, and there was a spokesperson from the business sector.
There were people from government. There were people, I'm not telling the minister. You didn't see me raising my hand and fight for it.
Mm.
And there were some people from government, but there were people from labor, different labor. So even for us, to me, it was an advantage. And also, I think it is very much important for us to support the departments which we are working with, so that it can empower us.
Mm.
Our weakness is one. When we attend some of the meetings, we became emotional instead of writing down, to learn some of the things and writing down, so that when we're together with them, we can remind them that in such and such a way, you committed yourself that
Chair,
you're doing this.
Chair.
Yes, Chair.
I don't know where we are.
No, I was just explaining.
No, what I'm saying, you're not responding to what Honorable Khunaba was saying. Because you are now talking about the thing that we attended last week. Honorable Khunaba is talking about non-attendance of department.
But I know when he referred to COP 17 to 13 to the meeting where we attended last week.
Mm.
I know. Because other people didn't never have a slot. I was clarifying that if we were invited, why are we invited? Because it could happen again with COP 17 and other things. Right, without wasting any time, what I'm suggesting, I proposed earlier on that with this program, let us take it back up until next week so that we can have an ample time. Because now I'll put an example in the 29 November when we shared it for the Singapore Forum. But let us go and integrate what we have proposed and bring it back to the committee. Understood?
You know, I'm worried in the process of drafting a program. Where do we start? Because it seems we are going back and forth. Because for a start, for me, we need to have a yearly program. We should be reviewed quarterly. And also,
out of quality.
No, I'm not
out of quality.
Okay, let me hear what
you're out of quality.
Let me know.
Colleagues, we explained this thing time and again about the issue of yearly program. We were there in that new hotel, if I'm not mistaken. That was a yearly program. And then quarterly, we suppose in terms of the procedure of Parliament, there are things which are above ourselves. In terms of the procedure of Parliament, we're supposed to adopt the very same yearly program. We abstract from it and draft the quarterly programs. You can't be bound to the yearly program. We were there on us in the Nagun Hotel, if I'm not mistaken. That was the yearly program.
Can I raise a point now?
Yes, ma'am.
To all of you. My order goes to both the whip of this committee and chairperson.
Mm.
You are both out of order. Remember, I said I am deliberately avoiding dealing with housekeeping issues of the committee. So please put this one on hold. It's an item of your management.
Without wasting any time, the meeting is adjourned for the day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.